Data from Gauteng Department of Health's Bilo database shows that 56% of the COVID-19 cases are women, and yet only 50% of the population are women. So why is this pandemic, I suppose, affecting women slightly more than men? To help us talk through that is a researcher of urban and cultural studies at the Gauteng City Region Observatory, Dr. Alexandra Parker. Alexandra, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thanks very much for having me.
Do we have an understanding yet why seemingly disproportionately women are more affected by COVID-19 in the province of Gauteng than given the population parity?
So the first thing that we need to understand is that there are sex-based differences and there are gender-based differences, and sex-based differences are what we understand to be our immune system, our biological differences between men and women. And the evidence, the medical evidence on this side suggests that men are more vulnerable to COVID-19, and that this is why they are experiencing a higher mortality rate. And then if we look at gender-based differences, these are the social and behavioral differences that men and women experience in their everyday lives. And we think these are the differences that are contributing to a woman's higher risk of contracting COVID-19, because it's not their it doesn't appear to be a biological difference that's causing this higher proportion of infections.
This information surely then must impact or influence, at least anyway, whatever policy decisions are made in fighting this pandemic, right?
Yes. So some of the reasons that a woman might be contracting COVID-19 more gives us some areas to tackle. So the fact that more women are healthcare workers means that we need to take more care there. The fact that more women use public transport, particularly minibus taxis, gives us an idea that we should make sure that protocols are being observed at taxi ranks and in minibus taxis.
And is there an appetite for that, Alexandra? I don't know if you've engaged with the Gauteng Department of Health that are obviously primarily responsible for the response to the pandemic in Gauteng. Are they alert to this information? I mean, it's coming from their own department, for pit's sake. The Bilo database is provided by them. Are they alert to these issues and therefore allowing the data to influence them in how they respond to the pandemic?
Yes, the GCRO is in a fortunate position that we have a partnership with Gauteng provincial government, and so we have been working very closely with Gauteng government, advising them on the pandemic and providing them with this analysis as soon as we have done it, so that it can inform their response.
All right, Alexandra, certainly wish you all the best. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Dr. Alexandra Parker, researcher of urban and cultural studies at the Gauteng City Region Observatory, reflecting on the fact that the database that is put together by the Gauteng Department of Health shows that 56% of the positive COVID-19 cases in Gauteng are women, whereas women only make up 50% of the population. Alexandra, of course, they're mapping out some of the contributing factors to that. It's 4:30.